Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for a little over a year, and I am afraid that he is terrified of being a father. I met my husband when we were in college. During our entire relationship, it was clear that he had a very bad relationship with his father. So I understood why he was tense whenever the subject of his father came up. What I don't understand are his constant attempts at not being a father himself. Before we were married, we fooled around a lot, but he personally made sure that I remained a virgin. Now that we are married, we use condoms, but he insists that I get on birth control as well. He monitors my pills and even my monthly cycle like a crazy man. Now that we're married, whenever I see a couple with children, I sometimes talk to him about having kids. He tells me that he couldn't bear for me to go through the pain of childbirth and that we should adopt instead. He constantly wants to show me graphic videos of women in labor and ask me, "You want to go through that?" I don't look forward to the actual physical process of giving birth, but I would at least like to have one child that is my husband's, and then we can adopt all the children he wants. Steve, will my husband be distant as a father because his own father was a deadbeat dad, or is there a way for me to ease him into the idea that fatherhood is not scary? P.S. My mother owned a daycare while I was growing up, so I know how to handle kids. This only makes my husband more nervous about being a dad. This is a crazy letter right here, but it's also a very serious letter. Let me just get this out of the way. It's really odd that he's so into your life like that, that he has to monitor everything that goes on with you. What is that about? You're in a serious situation because you want children. You want children. You obviously like them. You love them. And you're a woman and all of that. So you want to have children. But you're married to a man who doesn't want children. You all didn't have a discussion about this before you got married, Steve?
My husband and I have been married for over a little year, and I'm afraid that he is terrified of being a father. This is a letter simply about a man who don't want to have children, and this discussion of adoption is just a smokescreen. Now, it was clear while you all were in college that he had a very bad relationship with his father. And every time the subject of father came up, it was horrible. What I don't understand are his constant attempts at not being a father himself. Before we were married, we fooled around a lot, but he personally made sure that I remained a virgin. So what that means is y'all did everything except the actual act of intercourse. Y'all did everything else but that. Okay, you would think that's kind of cool, though. You know what I mean? Some morals, you know, a man not wanting to take, you know, like I was explaining right to a little girl. One day. See, once you give up your virginity, you can't get it back. It's not like you gave somebody a couple quarters and then they hand you the two quarters back. Once you give it up, it's gone. It's it. It was yours. Now it belongs to somebody else and a bunch of lies go with it usually. But anyway, you're married. He made sure. Now that we're married, we use condoms, but he insists that I get on birth control as well. He monitors my pills and even my monthly cycle like a crazy man. No, he ain't crazy. He careful. See what you looking for? You looking for wild and crazy. He is going for careful and prayerful. See, you going for wild and crazy. He going for careful and prayerful. See, y'all think it's crazy, but he know if you miss a pill, what can happen? He don't want kids. How that's crazy. That's called caution. Now, what y'all are used to is a man just putting it on you that you're taking your pill and don't even ask about it because normally that's how we are. Yeah. But he got some real problems here. So now that we're married, whenever you see a couple of children, I talk to him about having kids. He tell me he couldn't bear me going through the pain of childbirth and that we should adopt instead. Because guess what? The adoption process is long and arduous. So now he can control that. If he don't sign the papers, can't have no baby, right? Now, he constantly wants to show me graphic videos of women in labor and ask me, "You want to go through that?" He don't want kids. He pulling out all the stops. Let's adopt. He know that's years away. Take a while. He ain't got to fill out the paperwork. He can delay all that. Now, let me show you what women look like when they on that table hollering.
That's crazy.
The man don't want children. You say, "I would love at least have one child that's in of my husband, then we can adopt all the children he wants." See, that's true too. But your husband has some self-esteem issues from his past. Most men want a child in their image. But if you ain't happy with your image, then you don't want one. He has serious self-esteem issues. He don't think he is all of that. Something has happened to him in his past to make him think, this is just my opinion, that he's not worthy or capable. Them the actions of his father in his life, he don't want to duplicate that, and he think he gonna be just like his daddy, and he don't want that experience. So he don't want no kids. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.